Today they're a duo representing James Drakes and the Chris Taylor Trio. We'll talk a little bit about what they have going on, including an environmental event, a festival coming up in October that I think you'll enjoy. But let's make them welcome. Today we've got John Fisher on percussion, along with James Drake's guitar and vocals. Here they are.
Dropped another dose of rain. The paper to a poet, there is no such thing as unfamiliar pain. So listen while I sing. Storm came at night and carried on through the day. I still don't know what you wanted me to say. Let's watch these stars as they fade. We'll throw bottles in the ocean, watch them drift away, yeah. The letters that you wrote to me for a couple times a week for every day.
James Drakes and John Fisher together. Does John usually sing that much? You guys sounded great together this morning.
That's definitely one of the songs we sing more together.
Yeah.
I've actually got a couple of those for you today. So
yeah,
might be in for a treat.
It's funny. I was listening, and I sometimes can't always watch you as you're playing, and all of a sudden I said, wait a minute, either James learned to like do his own sort of flange effect where he sounds like he's two people, or you're singing too. But you guys sound great together. Thanks.
Thank you very much
for being here. What's the name of that song? I recognized it.
That song's called Bottles, actually. It's off the album. Funny story about that song. Last time we were on the show, I had a flub in my mind, and I said that we practiced a couple times a week every day, and so we had a good laugh. We had a good laugh about that here in the studio. So then I went and worked that into the song. So that's the lyric in that song now. But so thanks for the inspiration.
Absolutely, you played that last time though, right? Or no?
I don't think we did. We played one similar to it, but not
yeah,
that one.
That song. Well, a lot of your songs just have this nice up-tempo, sort of pleasant sound, yet they're songs of substance, which is what makes me admire you so much.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's a great compliment.
And you've got this vinyl, which you brought today. Is this available places? It's probably a limited edition,
yes,
I'm sure.
The vinyl we have a limited number of, but it's available for sale on our website, which is jdct3.com. That's about the only, or if you see us in person, those are probably the only two places you can get that vinyl. Actually,
one place, one very small place in Harmony.
Yeah, one record store.
Just north of here, yeah, Lost Dog Records.
Oh, buddy Dennis.
Dennis McCurdy decided to pick it up for us, so he has a few copies in his shop
as well.
Well,
Dennis and MJ are good people, and this is a perfect place.
Will probably be at the festival, actually, so we've had a connection for a long time, and they are good people.
Well, Dennis is probably listening, too. This is a substantial vinyl. They talk about how many grams, and even you might think otherwise, but I've never if you saw my records at home, they're in terrible shape. I've always been really tough on it, but this feels like a really
I believe it's just the standard weight, but I agree, it is hefty.
Hefty, and it's gorgeous. Let's talk about that festival that you mentioned right away. I know it's coming up in October, and tell us a little bit about what to expect.
So it's October 13th, Saturday. It'll be at Wiggle Whiskey Barrel House in the north side over here. It's going to be a family-friendly event. It's basically going to be an environmentally conscious festival here in Pittsburgh. We wanted to bring some awareness to some bigger issues outside of the city. So the concept of Follow These Rivers, along with being our album title, but the concept is what we do here in Pittsburgh follows our rivers and leads to a global impact. And so this festival is to kind of bring awareness to efforts being made around the country to reduce our impact and how we can start here at home.
It's a very good premise to do that. People, first of all, I think, don't realize how large watersheds are. They're huge.
I mean,
to a creek or to a river, the area of impact is huge. And then when you think about folks downstream and animals downstream, there's a lot to consider. What kind of organizations are going to be present? You're organizing all of this, right?
We are.
Yeah, it was actually our brainchild earlier this year, and it's funny, we thought we had so much time, and now we're up against it. But a couple years ago, when we had started thinking that we wanted to be philanthropic with our music, which is always something that James and I have really had a passion for, James stumbled across an organization out of Wilmington, North Carolina, called the Plastic Ocean Project. And they've actually been featured in documentaries on Netflix since. They have a small part in A Plastic Ocean on Netflix, as well as Mission Blue, and very strong ties to the people who are doing those efforts. So the Plastic Ocean Project out of Wilmington, we've had the pleasure of working with them for about 2 years now, and it's a great organization. I mean, they really put a lot of wonderful things together. And then more locally, we're going to team up with Allegheny Cleanways. So the day of the festival, we're actually starting that day with a cleanup for volunteers and band members from the festival. And then also Food City, which is,
It's a community garden over here on the north side as well. And that's the organizer is a good friend of mine, and I have a plot in that garden. But it's kind of just to show how easy it is to use these unused spaces in the city for a good and to kind of, bring a little bright spot into some neighborhoods. So
who is the organizer?
Her name's Maddie Nestor.
I know Maddie.
Great. Yeah, she's a pretty good close friend of mine.
Yeah.
I had a feeling it might be her. So it's called the Follow These Rivers Music Festival, and it's October 13th and noon until 9 o'clock for the times. What a great day. This should be. And, of course, there'll be music there, too, right?
Absolutely.
You guys will play. Do you have other musicians coming as well?
Oh, we do, yes.
It's probably not final yet, or is it?
We're very close to being final.
Yeah, we've made a lot of announcements.
Yeah, we have two or three acts left to announce, but we'll be close around 20 acts throughout the day on three or four stages, and we'll have some live art painting there. Wicked Pittsburgh is a group that we work with a lot. that does a lot of donations to nonprofits with their art. They'll be there. We'll have some food trucks, and it should be a great day. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's great, and it's reasonable. There's a day rate that's a donation of $25 to help go to these philanthropic efforts, and there's also an advance rate, too. There's an Eventbrite listing I'm looking at.
That just went live yesterday.
Actually, I'll try to get that up on our Facebook page during the next song so you can learn more if that's the best way to do it.
That way is probably the best way to do it. The website is ftrfest.com.
I'll do that.
And that's got links to everything as well, and all the social media as well as the tickets. And tickets will actually go on sale September 3rd this year, so they'll be very close to going live with that.
So what prompted you to do this? I don't want to put you in the strange position of patting yourself on the back, but it's really terrific that you're devoting your music to a cause like this. I mean, other folks have done it too, but it says a lot that you're doing it.
This is one of my passions. You know, music is definitely my passion. We don't get to do this full time yet. And I actually have degrees, bachelor's and master's degrees in environmental science. So I really have a passion for nature and the environment as well. And it's a good way of combining two of the things that we love. You know, we love playing music and we love helping people as much as we can. And to kind of use our music to help bring awareness to these sorts of issues, it's been very rewarding. It's kind of being able to do two things at once that you really enjoy doing. So
yeah, it's a great way to connect and get people involved. Did you share that passion, or is this something more than James?
I share the philanthropic passion. Yeah. The environmental part of it, I've always just not known enough, I think, you know. And then I actually got to go down to the University of North Carolina in Wilmington, where it all started, and meet the founder of the Plastic Ocean Project. And the work that these students are doing, and after watching the documentaries and everything else, I fell in love with it. I mean, I love animals, I love nature and all of those things. I just never really knew how I could impact it or what I was doing that was negatively impacting the environment. Things like plastic straws is something that we've just really tried to, you know, and it's coming a long way. Cities are getting rid of them and things like that. Single-use plastics, like the festival itself will likely not have any plastic. The silverware and things that the food vendors are using are compostable. Everything will be, you know, kind of environmentally friendly in that way. The plastic cups will be compostable, so they're not necessarily just being thrown into landfills. I actually am part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, so in Beaver County. So I became a Big Brother earlier this year, and those sorts of things just kind of remind me that they're grounding. I mean, I know it does sound like a pat on the back, but at the same time, we're so lucky to get to play music. I mean, it'd be silly not to use it for something more than just self-gratification.
They are grounding experiences, and you're working full-time as well as planned.
Yes.
So, and being able to help people understand the very simple acts they can take, there are often incredibly tiny things that you can do. You know what I made this year? It's a bigger one, and I'm not going to pat myself on the back. My phone is about 5 years old, and it's slowing down a teeny bit, but I'm thinking, you know what? Another year, another 2 years, let's not, this idea of changing pretty much ending up wasting a phone every year.
Right.
And that's a much more complicated action. But I think about all those phones and all these electronic devices that just stack up and stack up. And there are a lot of metals in them that are significantly toxic. And if you can't find a home for these things, electronic waste is really, really tough.
Exactly. And one of the focuses of the festival that we want to really hit home is how simple it is to make just tiny changes in your day-to-day life that really helps you reduce your impact. And so hopefully, you know, some people walk away from that day and see how simple it is to just not cause as much waste or not create as much waste as they would normally.
Well, I'll get some information on our Facebook page. There's some on our website, too. You're listening to James Drakes and John Fisher from James Drakes and the Chris Taylor Trio, or the, what did we decide? It's JD and CTT or something. We came up
CT3.
With a name.
CT3. We stuck with that as well.
CT3. What would you like to play next?
I will play a song off the album called This Is War. This is actually the only song on the album that I didn't write, but Mr. John Fisher wrote it. So
excellent.
It seems to be a pretty good crowd favorite so far. This is a war, and I wage it on the pretense of emotions that took place long before you and I could be loving this so alone and living so miserably. You were more than just a little crush, and I knew you were the biggest mistake I could get myself into. Here I lie, sleeping so silently. I lie awake, tossing so violently. It's you, I swear. So take one step. It's all I can ask of you. Move if you want me to. I'll do what you wanna do. I could find every step that you ever made, paving the way and behind. Every last one's a smile. It's so dim it disappears. I sing so you have to hear. Every song that I write. Here I lie, sleeping so silently. I lie awake, tossing so violently. It's you, I swear.
I just posted information about the festival we were just talking about.
Thank you.
A link to ftrfest.com. That was easy, actually. ftrfest.com. Took me longer to type it than it did to.
We're big on long names. Say it. Making acronyms.
Yeah, I like it. You know, you've got that. That's true. Long names and making acronyms. L-N and M-A. Do you know the concept of retronyms? That's when you you take an acronym and you reverse it. You know, it starts with the, I think a lot of laws are done that way. They come up with the acronym first, and then they come up with the words retrospectively with it. And I can't think, there's a couple of federal laws that have names that are way too clever to have come up with And I can't think of a good one.
I would think Dare is one of those, just as it comes to mind. Dare is such a great name, and then it was easy to throw in drug abuse resistance education.
Exactly. But that's a perfect example. We'll call it Dare. Yeah. Now let's work backwards.
Get the team working on that.
One of my favorites is at Pitt in the Department School of Education. There's an organization called Up Close, which is the University of Pittsburgh Center for Learning in out of school environments.
Wow.
And you know that they didn't like say, let's call it this first. And, you know, they come up with
that's
the acronym.
Blind luck. They knew
later.
The acronym well before.
Yeah.
But if you Google retronyms, there's a whole bunch of things you can find. And then there's others like, you know, Ford and Fixer Repair Daily and all.
Right. Yeah. Familiar with that one.
James Drakes and John Fisher are here. They have a great album called Follow These Rivers. This is also available digitally, too,
it
right?
Is.
I'm looking at the vinyl copy. James Drakes and the Chris Taylor Trio, they perform under that name. You also have a gig coming up much sooner than the festival.
I
noticed September 15th, you've got something going on.
Yes, we're heading down to Occoquan, Virginia. We're going to close out their summer concert series there. We were asked to play last summer, and it was a blast. It's a great, another family-friendly kind of picnic day. Bring your blanket, bring your picnic out in the grass, and it's a great show right along the Occoquan River right in northern Virginia. So we had a blast last year, and this year we're actually raising the stakes and making more work for ourselves. We're taking our friends in the band, the Lone Pines from Pittsburgh, who are a couple of Pitt kids and I think a WVU kid. And they're going to be traveling with us to do a little mini tour that weekend down in Virginia. So
Excellent.
We're really excited.
That's going to take a bigger bus or more driving. Do you have any gigs coming up closer to home?
We do. We'll be at, we haven't posted this yet, but we'll be at Southern Tier as a duo September 12th, which is a Wednesday that same week. But also we'll be at Jurgles September 9th, which is a Sunday, and that'll be for a benefit fundraiser event. Sean might know more about that event than I do.
Yeah, it's more local to the Evans City area. They have Edco Park there, I believe, that it helps benefit. The
Evans
City
great.
Library, things like that. So it's organized by a team of people that are just, you know, community-oriented in Evans City.
I know Evans City well, and that's fantastic to see that happening. The Southern Tier, I'm having trouble placing. Jurgles is in the North Hills of Pittsburgh. Southern Tier.
It's right on the North Shore, down by PNC Park.
Oh, right.
They just opened, what, this year is their first year or last year?
Yeah.
So they do a nice like happy hour evening outdoor thing there. So
yeah,
we'll be
now
there
I know where they are. Leave it to me to not know a place that's within half a mile of where we sit. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being along with us. James Drakes and John Fisher are here. We've talked a little bit about the Follow These Rivers album as well as the Follow These Rivers Festival. And if you go to FTRfest.com, you can learn about the festival, or go to the James Drakes and the Chris Taylor Trio website or Facebook page to learn more about the album. What would you like to do next?
Actually, the song we'll play is a song that we made a video with on YouTube with the Plastic Ocean Project. Is our first kind of project with them. The song's called Home. And we use a lot of footage that they had given us from their trips out in the ocean to do plastic removal from the oceans. And kind of made a visual to go along with the song. It's on YouTube. But the song's called Home.
And it almost sounds like we're making this up. But the first time I ever heard this song that James had written was in your green room. So apparently this is the place for us to really find some.
Yeah, that wasn't this morning, was it?
Or no, it was the last time we were here. Yeah, he said, I think I have a song idea, and we heard it, and we were like, yep, you sure do.
Makes me feel good. It's it's nice to know that our green room can inspire something.
It did.
Thank you.
clouds in a bright blue sky. The colors of what we made. Time can control our fate. Home may be many places, but it will always have you and me. We'll follow these rivers and one day float down to the sea. Forever's a long good night. Together we'll face the stars. Two rivers, one beating heart. Home may be many places, but it will always have you and me. We'll follow these rivers and float down to the sea.
What a beautiful song. That's James Drake's along with John Fisher. It's easy to lose yourself as you listen to these songs. They just they sound great. And typically you've got another couple guys with you, Chris Taylor and Tom Larson. And they're absent today. We gave them they have slips. They'll have to turn
exactly.
In doctor's slips. Saying that they couldn't be here this morning, but it's good to have the two of you here. We probably have time for one or two more songs,
okay.
Just to sort of give you a heads up.
Great.
On that. We didn't get a chance to talk at all, just for folks who don't know you, a little bit about kind of where you're from and how music came to be part of your life. And why don't we start with you, James?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born in Middle Tennessee in a town called Manchester, which now is kind of famous for having the Bonnaroo Music Festival there. But when I grew up there, it was fields, lots of corn fields. I grew up there. It's about an hour south of Nashville, so music in Tennessee is they kind of go hand in hand. So then from there, I moved just outside of D.C. in Northern Virginia, and then from there, moved to Erie, outside of Erie called Northeast. Small town there.
I know Northeast.
That's where I graduated high school from there and moved down here to go to University of Pittsburgh for school and stuck around after that. So I've been in Pittsburgh now for around 10 years, which has been one of the longest places I've lived in. So it's really becoming home here.
But I'm glad to hear that.
Has always followed me as I've gone. And I actually didn't pick up a guitar until I was like 16, but I was always banging on pots and stuff. in the kitchen trying to make some sounds, but I never actually started to pick up a guitar to play until I was about 16 years old.
Was music in your family growing up in Manchester?
Yes and no. Nobody really played music in my direct family, but, you know, we would sing along at church and stuff, and as most families tend to, and so just from that, you know, just kind of getting that sort of music around, you know, we listen to music a lot, but we didn't play much music as far as like physically playing instruments our family. So
this sounds so cliche, but I mean, would you be listening to the Opry, Grand Old Opry from Nashville at all?
Occasionally, yeah. I've never been there, but I would love to go there one day. But I've definitely been to a couple places in Nashville. I've been like outside the building, but I've never been inside the. Inside there, but
I've only been to Nashville once, and believe it or not, it was like for 4 hours.
Oh,
I was
wow.
there for something related to work, and I had literally no time. It was like you had to be in, had to be out, and the guy I was with really wanted to see Graceland, so that's what we did, and there were nothing against Graceland, but there. Or wait a minute, that was Memphis.
That'd be Memphis.
Memphis. I'm confusing these two trips. I haven't been to Nashville.
Oh well,
now that I think about it,
definitely should go. It's an overwhelming place. A bit of an overwhelming place. But as far as a music lover, it's a little bit of heaven. So
yeah, well, and we've spent time. I mean, Ricky and I and other people here in Pittsburgh, you can actually pick up WSM. So there were times growing up that I would listen to the Grand Ole Opry on the radio. You still can, and it's kind of fun to do that, too. And I think we talked about Northeast when you were here last time.
We did, a little bit.
I had forgotten about that. But yeah. Northeast is this great little town in northwest Pennsylvania. How it ended up there is a whole other story, but it's not far from Erie. How about you? What area are you from originally?
So born and raised in Zillionople, actually. So I've been a Pittsburgher most of my life. Didn't necessarily grow up in a musical immediate family, but my mom, the first like band I ever really was in was with some local kids. But then when I started to take it more seriously, I was about 14 years old, and two of my uncles and my great uncle were the rest of the band. So
nice.
I was about 14. They were in their 50s and late 60s. So that was a lot of fun.
I'll bet. What were you playing? What kind of music?
Anything. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, they loved the singer-songwriter kind of stuff. So we try to go in different directions, like Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald or something that's a little, you know, less known, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Heartlight, some of these more, I guess, songs that...
Do a decent Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and radio folks will play that lots. That's a song. You know, if you need to take a break, you put that song on.
I love that song. I started drums when I was about 13. Always loved music, watched my uncles when I was growing up. And then I kind of really wanted to make music a thing for me. So I changed gears a little bit and picked up the guitar, because you can't just be a solo drummer, really. So took voice lessons, was doing chorus all through school. So I became a singer-songwriter, released an album when I was 16, and then moved to LA when I was 18 and spent a year there just cutting my teeth, learning a bit about the industry, really finding out how untalented I was coming from such a small place like Zillionople. But when I came back, I was ready to take it more seriously, went into a studio, recorded my second album. And the reason I really mention that is because James became my guitarist at that time. So when I formed my original band back in probably 2006, 2007, James was just starting college or probably a sophomore or something like that. Tom Larson was in that band. So we were all playing my music at that point off of my second album. So it's all kind of came full circle. But when James finally reached out to me about writing some of his own music, I said, I'm happy to oblige, but I want to go back to just being the drummer. I just want to hang out in the back. And if I could do some harmonies, great, or what, you know, get involved. But I really enjoy drums.
Are you still writing these days?
I do. I don't release anything really, but I still write. It's therapeutic.
Yeah, I hope you'll, when the time's right, do more. I know that experience. I have, don't know it personally, but heading to Nashville or heading to LA, and not even necessarily feeling like you have less talent, but just realizing how many people are out there yes. pursuing a similar dream. And everybody is unique and distinctive, but you can't help but feeling perhaps a little less so.
Those open mics are eye-opening.
They're
just open mics, and the talent is incredible.
Yeah, I'll bet. How did you guys meet?
We met through like a friend of a friend of a friend or something like that. It was a really weird coincidence. I was at Pitt once, and this guy walked into this house party that we were having, and I'll shout out his name because I think he started like six bands in Pittsburgh ever since. Rich Condon, if you're listening to Rich, thanks, man. And everybody thought that we knew him. Nobody knew who he was, but we all liked him, and we were all kind of like, I think he got like a couple of our numbers. So then he texted my buddy from high school who was at Pitt with us and got involved with him involved with John, and then my buddy said that John was looking for another guitar player, so then I stepped up. But it was like a weird chain of people, but I don't know. Sometimes things just work out like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's neat the way that can happen, and you just never know when these connections are going to work. And I'm glad, John, that you mentioned your time writing songs and playing, because it's that actually helps me understand why you're so good at supporting James and what he's doing, although you're coming out in your own right, too. James Drakes and John Fisher here from James Drakes and the Chris Taylor Trio. Check out the Follow These Rivers album, which is out brand new and on vinyl and CD, and also the Follow These Rivers Fest, which you can find at ftrfest.com, coming up in October, an environmental festival hosted at the Weigel Whiskey site on the north side. And family friendly, even though it's at a whiskey garden, it's still family friendly. It becomes friendlier as the night goes on. What would you like to do next?
So this is a song. We've been had a pretty crazy busy year, but we're still writing new music. So this is a song that I've written recently, and we just started playing live as a band this summer. Kind of dealing with that little bit of like anxiety of a small fish in a big pond. You're trying to find your way and just kind of take a step back and take a breath. So this one's called Where.
but there's nowhere safe to hide. Where do you go to escape your pain? Just as quick as a blink, you think that you've already gone insane. Breathe in, breathe out. Remember what it's all about. Look inside and know that it'll be.
What's the name of that one again?
That one's tentatively called Where at the moment.
Okay, it's not on the...
It's a working title. No, that's that one's brand new.
Yeah, that's a great song. I was thinking it might be Breathe is a good name for it.
Breathe is a good
it.
Name, too. You know, and this is our think tank, so we might take that with us.
Right.
Don't be surprised if that's the title one day.
Oh, you can have it. You can have any of it.
And what does Breathe stand for? That's what we really
Oh, there you go. There you go.
We need to figure out how to
Let's see. Boys idea. Really enjoying... A radio time here. That's where I run out of gas. But,
all right. There, we'll get some ideas going.
We'll come up.
We'll put that out as the Saturday Light Brigade.
There you go. That'll be the puzzle for today. Yeah. I'm going to have the joy of having you play us out. I just want to thank our other guests for today. Arev, 7-year-old from Chartiers Valley, sharing his writing and his thoughts. Also, a pleasure to have the Cygnus Quartet from the Pittsburgh Concert Society with us, Kuna, and also, say, Juan and Mira along with us today, as well as Sane. And we appreciate you being here along with us Saturday morning. And thanks to to the folks you're hearing now, John Fisher and James Drakes, as part of the Chris, or with the Chris Taylor Trio. James Drakes, it's always a mouthful, but I love it. James Drakes and the Chris Taylor Trio. It's actually quite nice. consider going to their website to learn more about the album, their Facebook page. Lost Dog Records is where you can find the vinyl. Good old Dennis McCurdy. With that. And the festival coming up, the Follow These Rivers Festival in October. There, I've said it all. What would you like to play?
This last one will be called Quarter. It's, so far we've played all new songs from last time we were here, but we played this one last time. It's one of the first songs that I wrote that really got us going. So this one's called Quarter. But thanks so much to Saturday Light Brigade for having us, and we hope to see everybody in October at our festival.
Thank you.
Faces, words in people's faces, tell me why should this have to end? The same old day with a new takeaway, we're living in the same old skin. Well, I understand the world's got a plan, but there's nothing wrong with getting lost. But what do you mean with your same routine? Can you tell me, brother, what's that cost? Well, I got that horizon in view. Nothing that I'm trying to prove. This whole world out there that I'm bound to uncover. Think I'll just play my next quarter, yeah. Twisting and turning, we stop always yearning or wondering how it's gonna be. Another day at the grind, so they say, what's it really mean to be free? They understand that we all had a plan, but there's nothing wrong with getting lost. What do you mean with your same routine? Can you tell me, brother, what's that cost? Well, I got that horizon in view. Nothing that I'm trying to prove. There's a whole world out there that I'm bound to uncover. Think I'll just play my next quarter, yeah. Thank you. nothing that I'm trying to prove. There's a whole world out there that I'm about to uncover. Think I'll just play my next chord. Got that horizon in view. Nothing that I'm trying to prove. There's a whole world out there that I'm bound to uncover. Think I'll just play my next chord, yeah.
James Drakes and John Fisher will look for you next week here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.